Coming up later on this year, Camp Kesem, which is a student-led volunteer organization. They provide a free week of camp to children whose families have been affected by cancer. They're doing a fundraiser coming up on April 21st. That's Friday. It's called Make the Magic at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens. And we are joined now by Ryan Herrera, who's the PR coordinator for Camp Kesem, and Sarah Klein, who is the fundraising chair for Make the Magic. Sarah, Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Ryan, let me start with you. Tell us about Camp Kesem. What is it, where is it, and who does it help?
Yeah, so Camp Kesem is a student-led organization that serves serves children whose parents have been affected by cancer. There are 80 chapters in over 38 states across the country, including NC State and Duke, and we're part of the chapter here at UNC. So our camp takes place in August for a week at Camp Kiawi in Sophia, North Carolina. At a Girl Scout camp.
Why is it Camp Kesem? What caused that and what sparked that name?
Yeah, so the name Kesem actually is Hebrew for magic. And it kind of just goes with the whole kind of magical week we're trying to provide for these kids who are so special and so strong and go through such a formative experience, and we really just want to kind of foster a supportive and magical week for them.
That's really cool. So when they go, what do they experience?
So it's a traditional summer camp in terms of just like the different types of activities that they get to do. We serve kids from ages 6 to 16 and have a variety of activities like a climbing wall, a pool, lots of different games like basketball and a lot of different just like fun activities throughout the week. There's a talent show. They have access to a lake and can go rock climbing, go canoeing, lots of different stuff like that. But there's also a lot of kind of like special events that go on, like an empowerment circle and just an opportunity for them to really bond with each other and I guess kind of just talk about their experiences and really like support each other through what they're going through.
Awesome. How many kids are we talking about?
Our camp currently is trying to serve over 100 kids.
Wow.
This summer.
From how far away?
We used to be a joint chapter with Duke, and this year we recently split up.
That'll happen with UNC and Duke.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, so now UNC and Duke are now forming their own chapters. So most of our kids come from around the area, but we have kids from Charlotte and all over North Carolina that are just fans of UNC and just can come to our week.
All right. So we're speaking with Ryan Herrera. That's who you've been hearing. We've also got Sarah Klein here. They're working on Camp Kesem, which is coming up later this year. Sarah, you're working on the Make the Magic fundraiser, which is Friday, April 21st, and that's going to be at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. So tell us about that event.
The event, we are so excited about it. It is going to be a beautiful night, one to remember for sure. We are going to have a couple different entertainment acts. Cadence, which is one of UNC's premier female a cappella groups, will be in attendance and will be performing. So we're super excited about that. Big Boss Brewing Company is supplying beer for the event. So we're still working out some of the details, but there will definitely be some high profile guests there. We're trying to get the UNC basketball team in attendance in some capacity, so that's all in the works. But
they'll still be coming down from their national championship.
Yeah,
so,
exactly,
you know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they might as well just come to another celebration. Why not? But this is really just a chance for us not only to make a lot of money in hopes of expanding to 2 weeks next year to help more kids, potentially doubling our reach. But it's also a chance just to celebrate what this organization means to the counselors and to the kids and to the families. And it's just a celebration of the magic of Kesem.
Mm-hmm. And we're speaking again with Sarah Klein. You just heard her and Ryan Herrera. The organization is Camp Kesem. Again, there is a chapter at UNC, but it's one of many, many across the country. And there's a few here in the Triangle, Duke and NC State as well. CampKesem.org is the website. And Kesem is K-E-S-E-M, CampKesem.org/UNC if you want information about the specific local chapter. And that's where to go to get more information on Make the Magic. So how did the two of you get involved in Camp Kesem?
Well, we both started this year as counselors.
Okay.
And it was our first year being counselors for Camp Kesem. We both had the experience in the past, you know, working with camp, but at least for me, it was so meaningful and such a unique and life-changing experience. I've had, you know, experiences with cancer in the past in my family. And so when I came to UNC and heard about this amazing organization, it was just something that I knew that I wanted to do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience being a camp counselor back in Charlotte, but just in my time at UNC, I heard just like so many great testimonies from a lot of people close to me who were just saying this camp is really a great experience and it's like nothing like any other organization. And once I applied and just saw its mission and how it really just like affects touches so many lives and really caters to such a unique population, I knew it was something that I wanted to get involved in, and it was the best week I think I've ever had. It was such a great experience, and I really bonded with not only all the kids there, but just really fosters a community with all the counselor volunteers at UNC.
What was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment definitely was we all have to go through a swim test in order to swim in the pool throughout the week. And my camper had some extenuating circumstances that didn't allow her to immediately take the test. So we get to midweek, it's Wednesday, and she's ready to take her test. And it was kind of a time when all of our group, they were all over the pool, all the kids were playing, and she needed to take her test. And so she had to swim, you know, the full length of the pool. And all of our 12 to 13-year-olds, they parted ways. Oh. They got to the sides of the pool. And as she swam her lap, and I swam with her, they were cheering the entire time. And even thinking about it now, I'm so corny, but it still almost brings tears to my eyes just thinking about that moment and just the amazing support system that it creates for these kids.
That's awesome. Ryan?
Yeah, my favorite moment was towards the end of the week. One of the activities we do is all the counselors and the kids get in this big circle and face away from each other so you can't really see. And there's like an inner circle and outer circle. And people go around and tap you on. Well, the people in the middle are asking, the director's asking a question like, tap someone on the back if they made you laugh this week, or tap someone if you think they're a role model, or just like questions like that. And they go around and just tap you on the shoulder, and you really just feel the tangible impacts you've had on so many people. And I think it's just really impactful. I know it was really impactful to me, but I think it was just such a powerful moment for the counselors and kids alike to see just like how strong our community was and how much we really impacted and support each other. And that experience with me has really like stuck with me, and I think was definitely one of the most enjoyable parts of the week.
That's awesome. Again, we got Ryan Herrera and Sarah Klein here in the studio. CampKesem.org is the website. That's K-E-S-E-M, CampKesem.org/UNC to learn more about the chapter of Camp Kesem at UNC and also the Make the Magic fundraiser. So before we let you go, let's talk logistics. How can people find out more information other than going to the website? Where can people get tickets? What do people need to know about tickets for Make the Magic that's coming up later on this spring?
All right. So besides the website, we also have a Facebook and Instagram accounts that provide a lot of information, especially about Make the Magic as it's coming up. So our Facebook page is Camp Kesem at UNC Chapel Hill, and our Instagram handle is just Camp Kesem UNC. So we post a lot of pictures, a lot of updates, a lot of relevant information for parents and students and whoever just wants to get really involved and learn more about our activities throughout the year and Make the Magic.
The link to buy tickets for Make the Magic and to get more information on the actual event, those are all on our Facebook page as well. And tickets are going to be $60. And you can also purchase a table for you and friends and family for $400. We are always taking donations, no matter what size. Anything is helpful to reach our goals. So we would love to see you at the event. It's going to be so much fun and would be a great way for you to get involved with this amazing organization.
Make the Magic, Friday, April 21st at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. What time?
It will be from 7 to 10.
7 to 10 p.m. So get online and get your tickets now. Again, campkesem.org/UNC, and that's K-E-S-E-M, campkesem.org/UNC. Ryan, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.